Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. We made it.
Whoop.
It's Friday. Huge game on Sunday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game between the Falcons and the Chiefs, of course. Big college football Saturday tomorrow. And we got 3 hours to get ready for all of it. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful weekend, yeah. Beautiful Friday, happy hour Friday, all that other good stuff. And it's always, I hate when the dogs don't play. It just sucks. Okay, take a break or whatever and regroup and all those other different things. But like you said, a lot of good games. I'm going through them right now because I got to get my stuff ready for my picks.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a lot of good games, a lot of ranked opponents. The big USC-Michigan games this weekend, which I just looked at. You might hear from that one.
I know, I got a thought on that
might
one,
hear,
too.
You might hear about that one.
That one too.
Obviously, Georgia Tech going to Louisville. Our boy Harry Douglas is getting honored, I just saw.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's getting honored that game, so good for Harry.
Good for Harry.
Good for Harry.
What a run he's on.
Yeah, man, Harry Douglas is the man.
Want to talk about a dude that just deserves it.
Yes,
like, deserves everything that's coming to him. What a great dude.
I agree with you right there. And so, And then, obviously, we got Tennessee going down. I'm not going to pick that game, but I do think Tennessee is going to thrash Oklahoma.
Yeah. No, there's a handful of welcome to your new conference games coming up this weekend. You mentioned USC going to Ann Arbor and taking on Michigan. I know Michigan's not very good, but they made a quarterback switch to a running quarterback. They're going to run the ball 400 times on Saturday.
Yep.
And I know USC appears to be pretty good. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know how good LSU is, so I don't know really what that win is. But they're undefeated, and we'll find out more about them tomorrow. But welcome to the Big Ten.
Yeah, man.
Because Michigan's about to run the ball 70 times.
And it's Michigan, too.
In Michigan.
Yeah.
So good luck with that one.
Yeah, man.
Welcome to the SEC to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Because I know everybody's focused on what the Tennessee offense can do, but that Tennessee defense is
nasty.
Serious.
Yes, they are.
They got NFL dudes everywhere on that defense. And so good luck to you on that one. And then to a lesser extent, but still interesting, welcome to the Big 12 to Utah.
Yeah.
Because Utah has to go to Stillwater.
Cam Rising's playing.
And Cam Rising is playing. Between the two of those quarterbacks, you got Cam Rising and then Bowman for Oklahoma State.
What are they, 50?
They're 50 years old.
Yeah.
And they're older than the matchup in the, who do the Bears play? The Colts.
Yes.
They're older than the Bears-Colts quarterback matchup.
Which is crazy.
In the Utah-Oklahoma State.
Crazy,
yeah.
Which is crazy.
Old men in college football. But yeah. No, there's a lot of intrigue and a lot of welcome to your new conference games coming up this weekend.
Yeah, man. But I think, here in Atlanta, the biggest thing this weekend is definitely going to be that Sunday night game with the Chiefs coming into town. They're defending Super Bowl champion, arguably the best player in the league at the most important position. And it's gonna be a fun scene, man. It really, really is. We already talked about, Mr. Blank going into the Ring of Honor and all those other different things. The hot dogs, are they free?
Yeah.
So how do they keep track?
Like, I don't think they do.
Like, so a dude can go and get 10 hot dogs?
You know, maybe a little personal accountability.
It's two at a time. But I'm saying
two at a time. But if you get 10 hot dogs,
yeah,
like, you gonna eat 10 hot dogs?
I'm not. We had the question yesterday. I can't eat 10.
I can't either. But I suppose if you are capable physically and willing to attempt.
But you can only get two at a time.
Right. So you go get your two, see how you feel.
Okay.
I need to go get more. Go get two more.
How long would that damn line for hot dogs be on Sunday?
I don't know. I just feel like at a certain point, you got to have your own governor, right?
Yeah.
You got to have your own standard.
Like, what if.
You can get as many as you want. But the question is, how many do
you
want?
What if Kobayashi went up there?
That would be interesting.
Yeah,
maybe Joey Chestnut decides to roll down to the stadium on Sunday and see how many hot dogs he can put down.
They would all be free,
Randy.
It's going to be a fun game, though, man. I'm excited for it. Obviously, the momentum that the Falcons are trying to bring from a big Monday night football game. And I think that they have all the capabilities of beating this Chiefs team where the Chiefs stand currently because they're not flowing on offense. Like they said, I saw a clip of Kels. On their what's their thing called?
The podcast that
they do? His brother.
I think it's called, don't tell me, let me see if I can guess. I think it's called
Cleveland Heights.
The Heights. That's a play.
Yeah, New Heights.
New Heights.
Yeah,
okay.
and he was talking about his slow start to the season. He was talking about the slow start to a season and everything like that as far as, because they're not where they need to be in sync as far as Pat Mahomes. I'm sure he's being double teamed and everything like that, but they're not where they are in sync offensively. They lost their starting tailback. And so you can maybe, find a way to hang around and do all those different things. I don't know how they're going to play Pat. Because it's always the Cincinnati, for some reason, it's just one of those teams. Some quarterbacks just have that team. And so when you look like that, now their defense is the real deal. This defense is better than the one they played on Monday night, so they got to be patient.
Are they better than the Steelers' defense?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so either.
You know what, Andy?
Their D-line's not better just because they got T.J. Watt and Highsmith.
But they got some good
players. They got dudes.
They got dudes,
They got dudes in the back end.
They got dudes,
obviously,
man.
Trent McDuffie's really good.
He's a dude, dude.
Yeah.
He's a dude, dude.
It's
they got good linebackers. So it's going to be a challenge for them as far as, like, moving the football. And obviously, we'll get to our keys later in the game. But I'm excited to watch this game because it's one of those things where you see where you are. Because the measuring stick is Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's Kansas City.
Yeah, they're the measuring stick in professional football right now. And that's to say, like, you go out there and you win this game on Sunday night, like, you're going to change the way that people view this Falcons team across the league. You already did that a little bit with that final drive against Philly and winning that game. But you beat these guys in prime time. Everybody's going to be watching it. It doesn't even really matter how you do it, if you do it.
Just win.
Now, depending on how you do it, that sort of will shape the narrative as well. But if you go out there and you beat this team on Sunday night in front of everybody, get to 2-1, and Kirk Cousins continues to progress. You saw Aaron Rodgers make his third start last night.
He looked good last night, man.
Very
good. He looked good last night.
He looked very good.
That damn touchdown pass to Garrett Wilson. Good. That's vintage Aaron Rodgers right
there. Did you see the stat on that touchdown pass?
Uh-uh.
That's the first touchdown pass he's ever thrown to a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I did see that.
Now, he's thrown a lot to second-round draft picks, and he's had very good receivers in his career.
Yeah.
But it's pretty wild to be 40 years old.
I did see
have thrown 500 touchdown passes, and that's the first one to – like, there's not one random end-of-career first-round draft pick that made their way to Green Bay?
Because I think Javon played with Favre.
Yeah, that was – I think it was pre-Aaron.
Yeah, Javon was. Yeah, Javon. But, that's
weird. That's just a weird stat. But anyway, if Kirk Cousins can make that kind of progress and look as good physically as Aaron Rodgers did last night, again, the parallel being that they have the same or had the same injury last year. Aaron's 7 weeks ahead of him in terms of recovery, but Aaron Rodgers looked really rusty week one. Obviously played a really good defense week one, but looked really rusty week one. Looked better week two. Kirk Cousins looked better week two. And then Aaron Rodgers went out there last night and really looked fantastic. Hopefully Kirk Cousins can do the same thing on Sunday evening against the Chiefs, because I think he's going to have to.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't have another type of performance like he had against Pittsburgh. Hopefully, the further we get away from that, the more we'll lean on and continue to say, well, that was just Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh just kind of does that to teams, and hopefully that's what it is. It is interesting to hear coaches and players talking about Kansas City versus the way that they normally talk about other opponents, even if other opponents are good.
Mm-hmm.
You know Patrick Mahomes is truly, like, on that level because they'll break cliche.
Yes.
Like, they'll actually be honest about the fact that, yeah, no, this week's different.
Yes.
No matter who the other opponent is, they're like, oh, it's just another opponent, and we have to focus on us, and it's one foot of whatever nonsense cliche you want to use that everyone says, even if the game is different or not. They're honest about this one. Yeah, no, he's an alien. That's what Raheem Morris called him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an alien coming to town. Yeah, he's an actor. It's more about the second act than it is the first act of the play. Like, I love it because they're actually willing to be honest about how good the guy is. It would be awesome if people were honest about how bad the quarterback was that they were playing. I understand they would never do that.
But no, this
guy. Patrick Mahomes is so damn good that he'll get football players to be honest. It's a miracle.
Because the thing about it is because, I mean, he's great. He's one of the best I've ever seen. All right, and one of the other best I've ever seen did his thing last night to my Aaron Rodgers. But he puts pressure on the whole team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just he goes against the Falcons defense, but he puts pressure on the Falcons offense. He puts pressure on offense to have to score.
Yeah. Now you saw no better example of that than what Baltimore did in the playoffs last year. One of the best teams in the league, great team.
Yes.
They changed their whole mentality.
They felt like they had to outscore them, and they really did.
They really didn't.
They really
there was a lot of game left.
Yes, they really did have to change. What got you to that number one seed.
Pretty well punked by the Chiefs in the playoffs.
And that's the thing about it. That's what Patrick Mahomes and that's what the Chiefs do.
Yep.
They make you do, and that's how the Patriots were.
Yep.
They make you go out of what you're comfortably doing, trying to go match for match or whatever with them, and they just continue to do the same thing.
Right. And it's not even like they're not even really doing anything other than being them, and that plays mind games on you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, they know that I know that they know that I know this.
Right.
So I can't do this because they're going to be expecting that.
Right.
So then I got to do, like, no, man, just
do what you do.
Do what got you here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what they're doing. They're not overthinking it. Now they don't have to because they got Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce and Andy Reid coaching him, and they've been the best team in football since he took over at quarterback and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that would be a shame. That would be a shame if you got over cute or did some certain things that you're not normally going to try to do simply because they're in town. That's a trademark of beating yourself.
Yep.
Don't beat yourself against these guys because they'll do everything they can.
And the game ain't never over with a guy like him.
Right,
you know what I mean?
It's
just he just because he's so talented and he has that damn Houdiniism about him in the pocket. He knows when to run, how to run, when to get down, when to bait you for a late hit out of bounds. He is such a Houdini. Like some of the runs that he makes in these big games and these Super Bowls, it's not because he's not a running quarterback, but he can run. But it's like when he takes off, it's always seems like it's the biggest play in the whole damn game. It's 4th and 15, and he runs and he gets 16, or he gets 13 and stands by the sideline and lets you hit him.
Right,
you
and know? Then that's 15.
And then that's 15 more. Yeah, like he's such a just genius of a football player, you know. But he's not in his element right now. They're not clicking all the way offensively right now.
Right. As much as it's not exactly what we maybe thought it would look like early in the season, you know, it can happen at any point.
Yes.
Don't let it be Sunday night where it clicks.
Yes.
But this is the right time to play Kansas City.
Yes.
Now, the other time you'd like to play Kansas City is in February.
Yes.
It'd be great if you got a rematch against them later in the year. But yeah, you don't want to play these guys in December. You don't want to be an AFC team that has to play these guys in the playoffs because they're going to beat you. They're going to come to your house. They're going to beat you. You're going to go to their house.
They
never won a road playoff game.
They never won one of those.
He hasn't played any of them.
Exactly.
Talking about
exactly
because they're 13-3 every year.
He's never won.
We went on the road twice last year.
You know
in one playoff.
You know
game.
That's not an insult, right? Because he's always playing at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to see him win a road playoff game. Why?
Well, now you're going to get a chance to. They got a chance to see him. Is there like a – hey, Raheem's been pretty good against him as a defensive play caller. He was the interim in 2020, and they held him to 17.
Okay.
Lost. and then in L.A., they played him a couple years ago, and I think he held his passer rating under 100.
Okay.
Lost. But
you keep saying the word, though.
Yeah.
Lost.
Well, everybody loses to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He wins 80% of his games.
That's what he beats everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's a failure if this quarterback doesn't make it to the Super Bowl. Well, look who he's got to go against.
Yeah.
It's the Michael Jordan effect all over.
He's Patrick Mahomes, man.
It's the Michael Jordan. It's the Tom Brady. It's you know.
But that's not to say that he can't be beat.
No.
Not to say that he can't be beat.
No, he ain't Superman.
He can be beat.
Yeah.
Especially in September. Hopefully on Sunday night right here in Atlanta. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back on a happy hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
He can extend plays like no other. You know what I'm saying? And he's very elusive, very athletic. And then, I mean, he can cover all the ground that he loses with his arm. You know, throwing if he got to throw it all the way across the field, and it's pinpoint right on point every time. So that's the challenge that he presents. We got to be disciplined in the rush lanes, and guys got to plaster. DB's got to stick with the receivers as they try to make plays happen while he tried to extend plays. And it's a gift that he blessed with, and I'm sure he works on a lot. And we got to be ready for it.
Yeah, that's Grady Jarrett saying all the true things about Patrick Mahomes yesterday. He's 100% right. I mean, everybody who watches football has seen it at some point on the biggest stages. He's the guy. I mean, he's the guy for a reason. Everybody talks about. And the Falcons have a chance to go against him on Sunday night right here on Sunday Night Football. And hopefully they can beat him. It'd be a hell of a thing to go into that stadium on Sunday night and come away with a victory against that team and that guy.
Right.
I mean, the hardest thing has to be you're a corner. You're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you cover your guy for 5 seconds. And then the sixth second, he breaks free.
Yep.
And Mahomes hits him across the field.
He's rolling to his right. Throws all the way back to the left.
Sidearm while getting sacked out of bounds and hits him for a 17-yard gain on 3rd and 16 or something like that. You know what I mean? Just demoralizing. But
that's him.
That's what it is.
And like Grady was saying, talking about when and he's so good that he takes those yards when you plaster.
Yeah.
Like when you do it and you think you're in a great position, like you said, and all of a sudden you hear the crowd screaming.
Oh, he just got 12.
And
cool.
He just ran for 12 damn yards.
Yep.
You know, and we talked a couple of years ago, I think it was when they played Aaron Rodgers, and we talked about them dirty yards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And those, they know he's one of the best at getting those, and especially on third down. And he's one of those guys because he's going to get the benefit of the doubt because of who he is with pass interference and roughing the passers and all those different things. And so, and he knows this. So that's why he plays to a point where I'm going to let you hit me. And then, you know, it's going to be, you know, a situation where you draw the penalty and all that. Because it's not going to be close when it comes to him.
Right.
All right. You're getting the flag.
No, that's an extra little weapon they have on third and long.
Yes.
Is, all right, let me just extend it a little bit longer, throw it up in the air. The receivers know what to do.
Yes.
They draw a little contact. Mahomes is going to get the call. I mean, that's how they beat Cincinnati.
Yes.
No, it was pass interference.
It was.
I don't think anyone would have been offended had they not called it because contact
happens. But you had to call it.
But you got to call it.
Yeah, because it is a penalty. But I mean, their offensive line is strong. Now, their right tackle, I mean, he's a good player. He just gets penalties.
Juwan Taylor?
He gets a lot of damn penalties, Andy.
Trey Smith, right guard. Trey Humphrey is one of the best.
He's one of the best. They got their interior. Like, Grady and we're going to have their work cut out for him, the interior.
I forgot they got a touchdown to their left tackle.
Did you see the dance, though?
Wanye Morris.
Did you see the dance,
That man's
though?
Named after a member of Boys to Men, right?
Oh, there's no way his mama did not name him after
There's no other Wanye's.
His mama did not name Yes.
It's not a family name.
No, it's not. She liked Boys to Men and like
so they Michael. Got a left tackle named after an R&B singer.
She was like, Michael. Nah, that's too
far.
Wanye.
Bobby?
Wanye.
Nah, that's too far back.
Wanye. Damn it. We naming him Wanye.
Wanye Morris.
Yeah, man. But
I hope he can sing.
He's a good player, though.
He's
a good player, man. And I think the biggest thing for, is you can't let, it's always hard to say let Patrick Mahomes beat you, but don't let the run game get going. You know what I mean?
Right.
Make them I can't believe what I'm saying. But make it one-dimensional.
If you can. The problem is that one dimension
is
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's him.
Which is a damn good dimension.
Yeah.
You might be able to make him one-dimensional, though, because obviously Pacheco's out. So they're Carson Steele, Samaje Perine, Keyonte Ingram is sort of the third guy that they'll probably have elevated as well. So maybe you can take advantage of that. And we'll get more into this at 1:20 in our keys to the game, but like – My biggest worry is Travis Kelce hadn't gotten it going yet. It's going to happen at some point.
Because it's so scary because they're wavelength, man.
Yeah.
Like, Kelce can beat you and all those different things, but the improvising of him, because he's one of the best ever, but he has a quarterback that knows it, and it's unbelievable. Like, they don't practice it, really.
Yeah, they just know.
They just know.
They play together enough. He's like, oh, let me break this route off and go this way. Patrick's going to know I'm going to do
watch
that.
In the red zone, we know that the Eagles, they got the shove thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got the damn shovel pass from every damn angle there is known to man.
Let me just put one thing out there that I hope doesn't happen.
If he throws behind the back in a game against you, you should be ashamed of yourself. All right. Let him run it, because that's the thing about it. He puts stress on the end.
I'd rather
have
anything happen other than Patrick Mahomes throw a behind-the-back pass to Kelce for a touchdown in this game.
Yes.
Falcons fans don't deserve that.
No, they don't.
We don't deserve that crap.
Right.
Now, it would be incredible if he tried it and it got picked off and taken the other way.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
That would be a bit.
But that's not what would happen.
But you always got to play your keys. The Falcons got one of the best safeties in ball, and it's going to be a chess match between those two dudes back there.
We talked about how no one really has a lot of success against Mahomes. I was giving you some Raheem
stuff. Jesse Bates is on those defenses.
No. Justin Simmons, most interceptions against Mahomes in NFL history.
He's got five. Okay.
No one else has more than two. So I don't know.
He played a lot of games against him.
Now, Justin Simmons is smart to say that. Doesn't mean anything. I got lucky a couple times, is what he said. He's like, I'm not going to give him any bulletin board material.
No.
I don't like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I've got him figured out or anything like that. But you do have a guy that has picked him off five times, which is great. Maybe he can make it six or seven or whatever on Sunday night. That would go a long way. All right, let's hear from the Braves. Just put up a million runs last night. Everybody went off. Let's hear Michael Harris.
For the Braves have scored at least 10. And on cue, Michael Harris is going to add on. Third homer of the series for Harris. It's 12-3.
Maybe the absolute hell out of them.
They do so funny. This is what it's kind of been the last couple of weeks. It's like they'll score 12
and then they'll score
9.
Two.
Yeah, that's
man.
That's what it is.
That's right. Michael, we talked a lot about Michael Harris yesterday. Just continues to be just great and great, great, great. Good to see Matt Olson.
It feels like Michael Harris is really kind of clicking at the right time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you really only.
But you hate it because there's a possibility that we might not get to see more of it.
I know, but I love it because it might be for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, all you need, all this team needs, is this pitching staff can do what they've done in the bullpen and all that. But, like, Michael Harris, Ozuna stays where he's been.
Right.
Michael Harris, Ozuna, and, like, Matt Olson, you can win a playoff series with three hot hitters.
You can beat the Brewers.
Definitely.
Yeah, you can beat the Brewers with that. I do believe that. And but I mean that's that, I mean what
obviously they got to do a lot before they get there.
But what did we talk about yesterday? They got to get what we said eight and two, seven and three somewhere in that area right there. Did the Mets play last night? I'm assuming they won.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming they won because nobody said anything. They beat, and that's something you were kind of banking on. They're going to play Philadelphia and Philadelphia helping you out and everything. But you can't trust them damn people in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Taiwan Walker,
other than
man.
Hugh Douglas. Huh?
Taiwan Walker.
Other than Hugh.
Is still on the pitching staff for the Phillies for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah, he didn't help us out last night.
He must have got something bad happened to him in Atlanta.
Pitching batting practice.
Yeah, something happened bad in Atlanta.
Fell in love at Onyx.
Yeah, that's what happened right there, man. Sapphire left him.
Nah, I wish it was just Atlanta that he was screwing over.
You know what?
He's got a 7 ERA.
I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with Bobby.
Did you see the Orioles DFA'd Kimbrel the
I saw it yesterday. Yeah. I saw it yesterday.
He's been horrible.
I know they got like 1.8 left in guarantees and like a $13 million club bonus, so he won't see that.
No.
He won't
see the postseason either.
Yeah, he won't see that.
All right, we can't talk about baseball this season, yesterday, any time currently without mentioning this guy. What a joke. Dude. What an absolute joke Shohei Ohtani is. Here's the highlights.
There they go. Ohtani down to third, and he is safe at third base. Stolen base number 50 for Ohtani, and they are standing at Lone Depot Park. And the pitch coming to Shohei Ohtani. He swings, hits a drive to left. This ball's back. There it is. Number 50. The first player in the history of Major League Baseball to have a 50-50 season. He is incredible. Shohei Ohtani with an opposite field home run. 50-50.
Man. Dog, he hit that damn
ball. He wasn't done.
He hit that damn ball to South Beach.
Yeah.
He absolutely crushed it. And dude went 6 for 6, had 10 RBI.
I thought they had a doubleheader. Like when I started seeing the stats flash across social media, I was like, dang, I didn't realize they had to play the Marlins twice yesterday.
Dude.
Nope, he just did that in one game. He had an opportunity to get to 50-50.
Yes.
And he did it. Oh, twice over,
yes.
Hit three homers,
yes.
6 for 6, like you said, 10 RBIs, 3 home runs. He had 2 stolen bases.
Yes.
Like,
he's unbelievable.
I don't.
Dude's unreal.
I don't know what else to say about
it. He's unreal.
Is there any other athlete in their sport currently that's as much better than everyone else as he is at baseball?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Like, Mahomes is here on Sunday night. He's better than him.
Yeah,
I think.
This dude, it's just ridiculous. This dude could pitch too. And he's a frontline pitcher.
The
too.
1 year where he didn't pitch, he went 50-50.
Yeah.
And now next year he's going to go back and pitch. He'll probably win the Cy Young.
Yeah, man.
He'll probably win this the Cy dude, Young. This, he might pitch this year if they make it far enough in the playoffs.
He's worth every penny.
That's the thing about
it
that's crazy.
He's worth every penny and more.
They
dog.
Paid him $700 million, yes. And he's 100% worth it.
He's worth it.
It might be a bargain.
Dude, this guy.
It might be
Andy,
a bargain.
Watching this man play, and I know, you know, I mean, he started his own club. You know what I mean? Like, he started his own club.
Yeah. 40-40 is cool.
Yeah. But you know what? I got this upscale right here, all right? Ain't no plastic cups here, baby. We use number China, number crystals. You know, we serve number champagne in this thing. Man. You got to go to the 40-40 club to get Hennessy. We drink Louis here. You know, that's what he got, dog.
Pretty much.
Yeah, man. But it was unbelievable performance by him. And he's leadoff hitter, too. I mean, this dude is just – he's just sick with it. And poor Marlins. I don't know what happened in Miami, but he beat their ass by himself.
He got a standing ovation at an away game.
Yep.
It doesn't happen very often.
But I mean, and he ain't no little dude. Like, he's a big man.
Big ass dude.
He's a big man.
He always has that, like, that smile on his face where he's like a little bit, he's like a little embarrassed to be so much better than everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, Tiger used to have that smile when he used to kick everybody's ass back in the day. It's a little bit like, yeah, I guess I did it again.
Yeah,
it's like,
man.
It's like a little bashful about being so dominant. It's crazy, man. I don't know. Watch, I wish he didn't play for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
It's crazy that the Angels had him and Mike Trout and couldn't even win
and that's
80
it.
Games.
And it's, you know what's so funny? Because people were talking about, let's see who does the postseason. I said, he's had success in the postseason. Like, damn, no, he hasn't.
He's never been in the postseason before.
I'm like, he's never been there before.
My guess is he'll probably be fine. Man, 10 RBIs, 6 for 6. What a jerk. What a jerk, man. And that final one in the ninth inning, they're up.
He didn't have to.
They're up 100-0.
He did not have to do that. Okay, you bring a position player in, and then he just
60 miles an hour. And he hit that thing so damn far.
Did you see the highlight where the 50th home run where the guy just.
Damn. Fingertips.
Damn.
Fingertips. That guy almost had, I don't know, what's that, $100,000
ball? Walked out of the stadium with the ball, too.
Huh?
Well, he left with the ball, didn't he?
Oh, good. Good thing he didn't do that in San Francisco, because that guy wouldn't have gave it to him.
Lifetime season tickets? Is that kind of what you would? I would probably do that. Is that what y'all would do, maybe?
That's the trade, lifetime season tickets?
No, that's what I would do.
You would trade lifetime season tickets?
In like a Truist Club type, yeah.
Oh, for the ball?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll go to baseball games.
They probably offered him like a box of merchandise. Yeah. Hey, have some bats. And
can I get some cash?
Sure. Yeah, you get some cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thing. I need at least $250.
I'm sure whatever they offered him was very what that ball is going to be worth.
Oh, I know. That's the thing. Is like if you were selfish and just hung on to it, you could sell it on the open market for so much money.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes you selfish, but if you didn't give it back to him, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. All right, we're going to come back. We'll get ready for a college football Saturday. Bunch of interesting storylines, including there's a good at Ann Arbor. We'll talk about that tomorrow or next and tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey!
This would be a good song to listen to on the vacation.
Oh, yeah, man. Good vibes. Love this song. Love this song. This is like, and these are the things, Andy, whenever your wife's gone and it's just me at the house. Like, this is an all day, all weekend outside.
Yeah.
The weather's going to be perfect.
Perfect.
I'm just like, I don't even got to go in the house to pee.
Ah,
yeah,
pee in the yard.
Yeah, pee in the yard. I mean, even though damn Nico, man.
Like, Nico will get it. He likes to pee in the yard, too.
I know, but he's like he's trying to mark stuff, man.
Well, you got
to
mark it back.
Little damn digger. So he digs up everything, man. Like, every time you come around, like, there's a new hole that this little dude done dug up.
He'll get over it.
When?
Eventually. He's a puppy.
I know he's a puppy.
Yeah.
A big-ass puppy,
He's a
too.
Big-ass puppy. I know that's going to be the funniest part, is when he's full-grown, but still a puppy.
Yes.
Because he's going to be big.
He's big
He's a 120-pound dog,
he's
eventually.
He's a big old dog.
He's going to jump up on your lap and think he's a puppy.
He does that now.
World's biggest lap dog.
Real quick, I got to give a shout-out, because it is my Auntie Stella. It's her birthday today, so happy birthday, Auntie Beautiful. Stella. That's Uncle Dave's wife, so and he's listening, so hopefully, Unc, that gets you lucky tonight, all right?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So happy birthday, IT Stella.
I don't know who all's coming tomorrow, but there's a rumor that some of the McMichaels are coming to the house party tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, she's coming. Awesome. Yeah, she texted me last week. She's like, I got Andy's invite.
Yeah.
I was like, what is he like to drink? I was like, liquor?
Yeah, man.
She's like, don't we all? I was like, oh. And I almost said whiskey. I almost said scotch. You say, no. He's not a scotch guy. Bourbon.
Bourbon
guy.
Yeah, bourbon. Someday maybe my palate will evolve and I'll be a scotch guy.
Dude, I tried.
Not there yet.
I tried to do the scotch thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it was when I first got to, when I first moved to San Diego. And a lot of the guys drank, and I tried to get into it. I just can't get there all the way.
I'm not there yet.
I can't get there.
Yeah, I'm me either. And I've had some good ones, and people have bought me nice ones, and I appreciate it. And I drink them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna waste it. But I'm not there yet.
I'm not the appreciation. One of our listeners gave us the one in the tub. I still haven't opened it yet.
Well,
I still have not drank that. That what was it?
E.H. Taylor, I think is what it was called. Now that's a bourbon, and it's pretty good.
I still haven't drank it yet.
Good for you. That one didn't last long at my house. I think he gave it to us like the week before Christmas. I don't think that thing made it to New Year's at my house. It was a good bottle.
Yeah.
All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. It is a happy hour Friday, so if you're drinking scotch or bourbon or anything else out there, send us a picture of it at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout-out. Let's talk a little bit about the college football Saturday. The Ann Arbor orgy is in relation to the quarterback. This can be starting for the Wolverines. They finally made a decision. They're not going to be splitting back and forth. The guy they had started threw three picks last week against a very mediocre team. So Alex Orgy is going to be the starter for Michigan. I don't know how
Does Michigan not have a plan like a QB in the wing?
Can I be honest? Right. I think they didn't expect J.J. McCarthy to be in the NFL right now.
I think you got a point.
I think they thought J.J. McCarthy would be still playing there.
That's a great point.
And he played just so well last year and, you know, was able to, even with kind of limited numbers, impress scouts and get drafted where he got drafted. So I think they thought maybe he'd still be there.
Like, ABAC's a good question. Would it be this bad if Jim Harbaugh was there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a question I do not know the answer to. I think they probably would have been able to address the the transfer portal a little bit better.
Maybe
if Harbaugh,
quarterback there.
Because the way that it changed, because remember, they won the national championship. So they made that decision way late into the offseason where other schools have been able to address some of that stuff. So, yeah, they didn't really get to attack some of – they also lost 18 guys to the NFL.
Right.
And I know – and I think we're a little spoiled here where Georgia can lose 15 guys to the NFL and then be back in the national championship game undefeated next year. Most teams don't do that.
Yeah.
Most teams kind of gear up for that run and then maybe take a step back. And I do think that's what's happening in Michigan right now. I think USC better sign up for 60 tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's going to be a physical game.
Yeah.
It's going to be a physical football game, man. And you talked about the one earlier tonight. The one tonight, Illinois at Nebraska. Rayola, he's been great.
He's been really good.
I know we make a lot of fun of him, and it's rightfully so because he's a freaking weirdo. But, I mean, the dude can ball.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's really, really, really good. Illinois is one of them teams where they can lose to, Coastal Carolina, but they'll beat damn Penn State.
Yeah,
that's how Bielma is. He's a very good football coach, but you just never know which Illinois team, which one of his coach teams going to show up.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. They're a little bit inconsistent, but I do think that with him as their coach, they have an identity.
Yes.
At least. Like they're going to be pretty tough. They beat Kansas is not a bad team.
No.
I don't know how good they are, and their quarterback's hurt and all that kind of stuff. They beat Kansas. I know. He's good when he's healthy, but he's never healthy. But, yeah, they beat Kansas a couple weeks ago. That'll be a good one on Friday night, hopefully. Last Friday, we were talking about Kansas State and Arizona being potentially good. Arizona sucks.
Yeah,
I know they got that great receiver, but other than that, they don't have a whole lot. All right, a couple of other big games, obviously. Game day is going to be in Oklahoma for Oklahoma's first SEC game.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee is headed up there. Tennessee's favored by 6.5. They got pretty much everything you could want right now. Plus, there's storylines galore, too, with Heupel having played there and won a national championship there and then been fired by them. So that's probably the highlight of tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. I mean, you get to see this Tennessee team play against better competition. You know, NC State, I mean, I think Clemson's going to beat the hell out of NC State tomorrow.
I do, too.
And so, going back to that, I mean, it's on the road in Norman. And I keep saying, I do think Tennessee's going to win this game by, what's the line?
6.5.
6.5. They're definitely going to cover that. But I think they're going to be, I think it's going to be a double-digit win. Mm-hmm. I truly, truly do. Arnold, this is the guy that they've been waiting for. Arnold, quarterback at Oklahoma now. So, can he live up to, he's been playing well so far this season. But can he go again? Because Tennessee, when you think Heupel, you think offense. We talked about this Tennessee defense is rough and rugged. They got a first-round draft pick defensive end. I'm talking about a top five prospect at defensive end, and he is a wrecker. They got corners. They got everything you need to know. And then they got this kid that looks like he might be the number one pick at the quarterback position, Nico. The dude can throw it all over the yard. We know that this offense is geared to scheme you open, and he hits the open man. This dude can make all the throws.
He's so accurate.
All the throws.
For a young guy who just hadn't played a lot of college football yet, because, again, he's a true sophomore, he's got such accuracy and poise that you don't see from players his age all that often. That is something that I'm interested in because this is going to be by far the biggest road game he's played thus far. I mean, game day is there. It's going to be a sellout. Oklahoma's not – They're not great, but they're still good, and they have high expectations. And they're Oklahoma. Like people are going to fill that stadium up tomorrow, and it's going to be loud. Be interested to see how Nico deals with that early.
Yeah, and don't forget about Sampson. Sampson and
Abraham, their running back.
Dude, he got what you got? 9 touchdowns already.
Yeah.
9 touchdowns already. So I mean,
that guy's a Heisman dark horse.
They are a complete team, man. They really are. And they got the one thing. They got the trenches sewed up because that's what. Reason why they always lost to Georgia because Georgia would win the trench war for Allen. But I think this is gonna be a big time game down there, night game in Norman. Who's gonna be the guest picker? Is Trey?
No, probably not.
Adrian Peterson.
That's a good guess.
Okay,
they got some country musician or something like that probably.
Blake Shelton is the guy.
Okay, there you go.
Okay,
a country musician.
There we go.
Nailed it.
All right.
Maybe Trey will be there.
I mean, he had old boy on the sideline a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Ricochet. Yeah, he had Zachary Ricochet's first ever college football game.
It could have been.
It was.
Oh, what? Really? Oh, it was.
It was his first ever game. Yeah, he had him on the sideline. They're taking it in. And then Utah, Oklahoma State is another game.
Cam Rising is playing.
Of ranked opponents. Yes, Cam Rising is playing Utah's first Big 12 game. I think, you know, they're probably already the most physical team in the Big 12 just by being in the Big 12.
Yes.
And I don't know if with Cam Rising playing, they're probably going to be okay. I think Oklahoma State's all right. The thing about them is they win close games. They shouldn't have beat Arkansas.
No.
Arkansas put up 700 yards against them, and they still found a way to win. They were 5-1 last year in one-score games. Mm-hmm. If that game's close, Oklahoma State, I don't know why, but they're really good at toughing it out and winning close ones.
At Boone Field, and we talked about it, Georgia Tech going up to Louisville.
I thought you were going to talk about what happened in Boone last
night.
No,
I'm not going to do that because that was –
we don't have to do that.
Yeah, is she okay?
She went to bed.
Oh, so she didn't see it?
Yeah, early. But she texted me at 2 o'clock in the morning and was like, well – Sean Clark's dead to me.
Okay.
That's the coach. They're using the Q word up there in Boone.
Quitting?
Quit.
Really?
They think they've quit on him.
Uh-oh.
They think his players have quit on him.
Uh-oh.
Which if that's what the fan base thinks, that's not good. Anyway.
Yeah. And then you got Georgia Tech going up to Louisville.
Yeah.
Love this matchup. I think Tech can hang in there with them. I think Tech should probably win the football game. I really do. Now, Louisville's good.
Louisville's favored by 10.5.
They're favored by 10.5. I think that number's too big, personally. But I think that Georgia Tech, if they can get that run game going, and I think one thing so far, even though they had a tough loss to Syracuse, Haynes King hasn't made the mistakes that you would thought that coming into the season. If he don't make the mistake, this team will be successful.
Yeah, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's off to a really good start. Jamal Haynes, obviously, as well. It's kind of funny you look at their records. Tech's already 3-1, 1-1 in the ACC. Louisville hadn't played an ACC game yet, and they're 2-0.
Yep.
They played twice as many games as they have, just with their weird start to their schedule. Florida at Mississippi State.
Oh, my God.
We both wish Dan Mullen was still our head coach. Bowl
probably.
Don't lose that one.
Don't go. If he goes down to Stark Vegas and lose, because Mississippi State is off.
They're not good.
Mississippi State is off. Now Florida's awful too, but Mississippi State is like 2 times more awful.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they go down to Stark Vegas and they get beat, because them cowbells going. I mean, because we talk about like certain teams going to certain places. You let Florida's going to Stark Vegas.
Oh,
that place is going to be damn cowbells and all that stuff. Going to clack 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 clack.
They smell blood.
They smell it.
Like that. Florida is teetering.
Hey,
man.
This is a rush to field game for Mississippi State if they beat Florida.
And then just leave him there?
Yes. Like, oh, no, he can't come back.
Just leave him there?
He got to get the Lane Kiffin treatment. I ain't never been. I mean,
they got a tarmac in Starkville?
I don't know, dog. All I know is that what my boy said, it was about 20 years ago, my boy said, Randy, you need to come on down to Stark Vegas, man. It's like, Donnelly, I'm not coming down to no Stark Vegas,
man. I don't want to.
I don't want to come to Stark Vegas, Donnelly. Donnelly, man, Randy, you don't know, man. They love you down there.
Can Cal beat Florida State?
Yeah.
I think they
beat Auburn. At Auburn. Yeah. The craziest matchup of the weekend was I saw Stanford got to go all the way to Syracuse.
Like for a conference
game. For a conference game. Unreal, man. Unreal.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. We got back-to-back NFL no huddles, actually, at noon and 12:20 to preview a big, big weekend in the National Football League, including, of course, the Sunday night game happening right here in Atlanta between the Falcons and the Chiefs. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.